Now time for our Sabetha Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Brandon Tamman joined by the Blue Jays girls basketball coach, that is Joseph Gruber. After a 1-1 week since we last spoke, coach, a win on Friday against Royal Valley, a loss Tuesday to a very good team in Riverside. But let's go back to Friday, that close win, low scoring, obviously a good win and a big win, getting that first one of the season. But take us back to Friday. What'd you see in that win against Royal Valley?
Yeah, I was really proud of the girls, the way they handled some adversity. We were down at half. We responded well in the second half, played great defense in the second half, made some shots, and made some free throws in some big situations. So it's great to get the win for the girls to kind of boost morale, but that wasn't really the problem. And that's not what we're really going for. We're trying to get better every day, and I'm seeing those things, and the results are taking care of themselves.
And then Tuesday, it was obviously a quick turnaround when you go from that Friday to Tuesday at grind, but then you get 2A number 2 Riverside. You could argue maybe the best team right now in the Big 7. They got the reigning, 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser, and the Cyclones were able to get that win Tuesday night. Just the challenges that you had in that game and obviously what you took away from it.
Yeah, Riverside's a very complete team. Obviously, Weiser does a great job. She's versatile. You're 6'3", and you can shoot outside, you can drive, you can post up. She does a lot of great things. But I think a thing that people miss is just this, her surrounding cast is great shooters. They do a great job on defense. They're always ready and willing to shoot, and they made some shots that we just didn't. But the girls got better. We played a much better second half than we did the first half, so I was proud of that. And we did some good things, and we had some things to work on.
Got a couple of games here before the holiday break. Friday at home against Jeff West, and then a turnaround on Tuesday next week on the road at Nemaha Central. We'll dive into the Jeff West game momentarily, but just what do you want to see from your team here in the next couple of games before the break?
Yeah, I just want to keep continuing to get better. Working on not making the same mistakes that we made in past games, getting better in practice, and committing to not worrying about the scoreboard, just worrying about you yourself getting better.
Let's talk about this matchup on Friday against Jefferson West. They are coming off a 44-36 loss to Perry Lecompton on Tuesday night. They sit here at 1-3. Certainly have a lot of players with a lot of experience. They got a couple of younger players that kind of mix in there as well as freshmen. But what can you tell us about Jeff West and the style that they provide, and ultimately what kind of game do you expect to see?
Yeah, they're a team that brought, I think, almost everybody back from last year. They've got some great guards. They got some post presence. They do a lot of great things. I think they move the ball well. They shoot the ball well. So it's going to take a great defensive effort and some controlling the ball on offense. That's probably our keys to success.
So Beth, at home on Friday, taking on Jefferson West before a date at Nemaha Central on Tuesday to wrap up the 23 portion of the schedule. That is Sabetha Blue Jays girls basketball coach Joseph Gruber joining us. Of course, games Friday can be viewed on the Sabetha channel, also broadcast live on 103.9. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday, and then, of course, on Tuesday next week, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Thank you.